In a couple of months, Andrew Rudnick will be trading in his trademark bow ties for golf shoes. Rudnick has been in charge of the Buffalo-Niagara Partnership, which doubles as the regional chamber of commerce since 1992. In recent weeks, Rudnick has been critical of the Cuomo administration and state legislature. He believes that the budget just passed in Albany will continue to hinder business growth upstate.
An extension of an energy surcharge called 18A. The increase that we have in our region is twice the increase that was agreed to on Long Island, which is not a heavy manufacturing area. And there are major manufacturers here for whom just that energy surcharge adds nearly $1 million a year in their expenses. Once you make manufacturing less competitive by having higher costs, you lose manufacturing.
And Rudnick says the 18A surcharge decision was made because of a continuing disconnect between upstate and downstate legislators.
The reason they had to have the extension of 18A is because of this middle class tax cut, which is, you know, as people have described it, a kind of boondoggle check that everybody is going to get right before the 2014 elections. Well, you shouldn't have had that tax rebate in the first place, and you would have had a far more sustaining an important economic impact by eliminating the surcharge.
Turning to his legacy, Rudnick says the partnership's greatest accomplishments to date include helping Buffalo establish stronger connections with the Canadian economy and closing the gap between government and private investment strategies.
Because elected officials were often leading problem-solving or issue-tackling in the late 80s, they had a different definition of what economic development was. What we changed is a common definition of economic development, which is the expansion and retention of private sector jobs and the stimulation of private sector investment.
And the region's business confidence is better than ever, he says.
Because of things that were started 20 or 25 years ago, and because the business culture of this community was cautious, that in 2013, our actual regional economic condition is probably as strong as virtually any area in the country.
Ever the booster, Rudnick hasn't toned down his enthusiasm for the region's natural business advantages.
Our binational location, the fact that we have access to low-cost green energy in the form of hydropower, that we have access to abundant, sufficient water, our general location in between markets. Our attributes are super strong if we can address certain state issues with regard to taxes and regulations. I think they could be even stronger.
When it comes to retirement, Rudnick says he's not sure yet what he's going to do.
I've been told by folks who recently have been in situations like mine, don't worry about it for a while. When you're ready to tackle something specific, you'll know it and you'll do it. And for a while, you just take a deep breath. And as I've said to other people, I'm looking forward to not having to get up at 5:30 every morning. I'm looking forward to not having to dress like a grown-up every day.
A committee will lead the search for Rudnick's replacement. Andrew Rudnick's advice for his successor, make sure you have thick skin. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.